So I'm joined by Chief Constable Sean Sawyer to talk about the HMIC's peel assessment. So that's a policing effectiveness, efficiency and legitimacy. Chief Constable Sawyer, it's an interesting report, broadly positive for the force?
Very much so. This would be the equivalent of our Ofsted reports. It looks at the totality of the force as a whole, what it does, how it does it, how efficient it is, and legitimacy, key to policing, the ethics of the organisation. And we've got goods across the board, so that's very good news.
So from a policing perspective, a new measure from the HMIC, how are yourself and in the Devon Cornwall force and other forces looking on the new measurement from the HMIC?
It's very much a regulatory framework. So it's sort of a series of inspections that add up to a total view of the force. So that's helpful. It sets a standard and benchmarks across forces. That's its benefit. We want to aspire to go above that. So we talk about the value of the police officers, the police staff. What additionality do they give? And for me, that's our target area now, to bring some of these goods to exceptional in the coming years.
So what do these goods mean for the people of Devon and Cornwall who maybe don't understand the report or maybe haven't looked at what the HMIC is saying that the force is performing well at? What does it mean for the people of the region?
In very basic terms, in these fiscal times, it means the force is costing 46 pence per person per day. So I'll just people run through that. 46 pence per person per day. The national average is 55 pence. So for value for money alone, and times are tight for all of us, but the South West has some real challenges in terms of deprivation. Economic effectiveness is really at the top end. The other aspects are around how we keep people safe. And although they are goods, we've recognised and accept areas to improve, particularly around domestic violence. So we'd be at the bottom end of good. But there are other aspects, particularly around ethics and behaviour, we've come in very strongly.
So as the next year progresses and the force is, again, subject to the assessment, are you able to say where you think we might be in a year's time?
I wouldn't wish to predict it, not least in terms of we all wait to see what comes with the next comprehensive spending review and the next government. The areas where we will relentlessly keep our focus and strive to improve is in that area of vulnerability. Our most vulnerable, whether that's the elderly in care homes, whether it's our young people with child sex exploitation online, domestic violence. So the vulnerability is an area where we very much will maintain our focus.